fine art of common sense. This is the Steve Gruber Show.
Like I said, there's a whole laundry list of things the Democrats don't want to discuss. The economy being maybe front and center. They don't want to discuss that. They don't want to discuss North Korea or ISIS because these are successes the president is having. They just say certainly don't want to discuss the fact that Donald Trump's popularity continues to tick up and tick up and tick up. And they don't want to talk about James Comey, Andy McCabe, Peter Strzok, the IG report, none of that. Because it's pretty obvious there was bias and Michael Horowitz getting hammered by Trey Gowdy and others this week showed clearly that there's bias. And now we know that James Comey is under investigation, Andy McCabe under further investigation, Peter Strzok under more investigation. These are all things coming to light that the IG says, yeah, we're investigating all of that. And whether there was bias in launching the Russia investigation to begin with. Congressman Tim Walberg here. Congressman, I know you're not any of the committees that sat there and hammered these folks, but you've got to have some talk from the locker room, at least, to share with us here. Just speculate. Tell us what you're hearing.
Well, I had great conversation with Trey Gowdy yesterday on that and applauded him for not only his opening statement, but his questioning. And also preparing, I think, a number of his committee members to give very, very informative questioning that forced decisions of whether it's right now to tell even more truth of what this is about. And, I think IG did a great job with what he is responsed in doing. And it gave all sorts of opportunity to show that Comey was dirty. Comey did not follow the rules. Comey set up things for his own scenario. And then you had the other people like McCabe and Strzok. And the words don't lie. The words that ultimately have come out as a result of the IG getting to those, and now we have those in front of us, makes it a great opportunity to say to Ray, who I truly don't understand yet, why he's not jumping up and down saying, this is my opportunity to restore credibility to the FBI by turning loose every single item, paper, a memorandum, et cetera, or tape to the appropriate committees in Congress and let what happens happen and then be able to throw out the people at the top who are destroying the reputation and not doing the job the FBI is supposed to be doing.
I think it's a past tense, destroyed the reputation. I think it would be more accurate at this point. Comey's dirty, McCabe is dirty, Stroke is dirty, and a whole host of others because we now, of course, Mark Meadows revealing the names of two more FBI people, saying, listen, they're not counterintelligence people. They're in the office of the general counsel. I don't need to hide their names any further. It's just another game you're playing. I'm not interested. I'm not playing. But here's the real question then to you. If Comey's dirty and his buddy, his mentor, Bob Mueller, and we know that Stroke, stacked the deck and cared more about, going after the Russia thing for his insurance policy because he despised Donald Trump and didn't care about the mid-year exam. To hell with that. We've already decided on that. We decided on that before we ever did an investigation is basically the point of view. The question is Mueller dirty? I mean, Mueller and Comey are pals, Congressman. You know that. And where do we go?
We know that. But in the end, everything that is accomplished has to be proven. And Mueller right now, I think ultimately, as Trey Gowdy has said and several others who have watched this from eyes that understand the legal process, it appears that ultimately exactly what's happened so far is that this president will be exonerated, and he'll be exonerated at the hands and the efforts of Mueller.
That's well, we'll
becoming,
find out.
I think, more apparent all the time, and from talking with people like Trey Gowdy and others, I think that's has become apparent to them that the last jots and tittles are being finished in the Mueller exam, and ultimately this president will be shown to have no collusion at all with Russia. If that does not take place, I'll be surprised.
Yeah, well, James Comey, I mean, he rigged it to get a special counsel in the first place. Rigged
it. Oh, yeah. Yeah.
Using Peter Strzok to fuel the conversation.
Remember, he rigged it in a time when none of them thought that the president wouldn't be anybody other than Hillary Clinton, and they could cover all of that. That
didn't
happen. And now they are, I believe, caught in their own trap.
Sure, and he did it with the help of Peter Strzok and a rabid anti-Trump person. He just rabid, foaming at the mouth, hater of Trump, along with several others. And people try to say, well, it's just a small group of people at the FBI. Yeah, well, that small group includes the director, the deputy director, their number one intelligence research guy, the guy leading the investigations. Yeah, just a small group of people. Just happen to be the people running the whole damn place.
Yeah, well, it's the leadership. And when you have the head, what's the old expression? If the head of the snake is dead, the rest of the body is. Well, the head of the snake here is rotten. And probably best to cut it off and do some type of surgery to put the proper head back on to save the body, because the body is worth saving. Those FBI agents that are doing incredible work.
Is it?
But the leadership got into a place as a result of a corrupt administration. Our last administration in many ways.
I'll ask an open-ended question.
The country a way that we didn't want to see it moved and it shouldn't be moved, and they got caught.
I'll ask an open-ended question. Do we need the FBI? I'll just let it sit there for a while, because, you know, some would say the way the FBI was created in the first place is a little questionable. And Christopher Wray, I don't know his background well enough to know who he's connected to and what his concerns are, you know, what his motivations might be. I'll give you the last word.
Well, you know, again, it is what it is, and we have to work with it. The Attorney General, I'm not a fan of Sessions. I'm not a fan of Wray thus far, what I've seen. But the president has picked those guys, and right now the Congress has to do what we can do, and that's oversight, investigations, and hopefully bringing things to the light of day. We will finally have agencies under justice that will do justice for our country. And this president, I think, has the power and the potential with the popularity that he has, plus the strength of fortitude to do what's necessary, and we want to give him all that opportunity.
Congressman Tim Walberg, always a good conversation. We'll see what happens with the good lad Bill 1 and 2. I still consider it a Ryan bill. It's a little weaker, but we'll see what happens, Congressman. We'll talk soon.
Remember, it's the president's bill. His four pillars, he supports it 1,000%. He wants to see it passed.
There you go. Quick break.